Hi everyone, it's Mr. Marriott here. Another podcast from me today. Two things for me to talk to you about today. The first thing I want to talk to you about is a couple of shout outs to really hardworking people in my class, Class 8. First people I want to talk to you about are Ella and Evie. Now, Ella and Evie are reading a book called The Borrowers. Now, if you've not read the book or you haven't seen the film, it is a superb story. Without giving too much away, the borrowers are teeny tiny people who live behind the skirting board of this big grand house. And they have to go out and find all sorts of things to make their home with. Well, Ella and Evie have kind of been borrowers themselves because they have made their own borrower's home from bits and bobs around their house. 3 dojo points each, girls. The picture you sent me was superb. The second shout out I want to make is Erin in Class 8. Now, Erin has sent me some messages on the VLE and she's told me she's been working out to Joe Wicks, which is brilliant. And also she set up her own little home learning area with 2 awesome posters of space. So 3 dojo points to you as well, Erin. And maybe other people could get interested in space as well. And maybe with the weather being nice at the moment and with there being some clear nights, could you look up at the sky and see what kind of stars you could spot, or even planets? Sometimes you can see those on a really clear night. The second thing I want to talk to you about today are limericks. Now, limericks are my favourite kind of poetry. And the reason being is because they make me smile, and they make us in Class 8 smile. We do like a good limerick. And it got me thinking, could I write my own limerick? So I gave it a go, and here's what I came up with. There was a young man from the Wirral who looked very much like a squirrel. He had nuts for his tea as he sat by the Dee, and his name was conveniently Cyril. I hope you like that. I thought, could you guys write your own limericks about the Wirral? Dropping in place names or all sorts of things you might like to do on the Wirral. Give it a go, see what you come up with, have a play with the words and see if it makes you smile. If you want to, you could also send your limericks to your teacher via a message, or you could post them on your blogs, on your VLE. Okay, guys, I'm going to go now. I hope you all have an absolutely brilliant day, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.